Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Kingdom Sisters podcast. Hope you've enjoyed our previous 2 episodes. If you haven't given those a listen, I would highly suggest checking those out if you just want your faith stirred up for such a time as this. But yes, so for today's episode, it's just going to be you and I, Queen Justine, and it's just going to be a little sister to sister time, if that's okay with y'all today. But, you know, I really felt like this was a very important point to make and went in such perfect alignment with what I am creating here through this Kingdom Sisters podcast. And so someone asked me, hey, when's the next episode releasing? People want to know. And initially, you know, doing a podcast, speaking, sharing my heart, sharing Jesus with people, it's something that brings me joy. But when there is an expectation of performance involved or a need to mass produce something, the joy that I once felt in doing something gets like sucked from me. And it's really hard to still put out quote unquote content with joy in my heart and from like a place of freedom and not a place of, oh, people are needing something. People are wanting more. Because the thing is with people are never satisfied. People are going to always want to consume more. And so it gets to this place where I'm like, I, in my own self, am not enough and do not have the capacity to just produce out of my own effort or to produce at the rate that people desire to consume. And if I even attempted to try and meet the needs of all people through my gifts and through my talents, I would be terribly burnt out. And so I've even found that with, I have an earring company, or who knows if it'll just be earrings, God may make it more, but it's called Wind and Rain, R-E-I-G-N. And I sell earrings out of the coffee shop that the Living Room Cafe, if you'd like to hear about what God's doing there, listen to episode 2. But, you know, I was trying so hard to sell it online and get things moving, but it was just like I had so much fun learning how to create these earrings, experimenting and allowing the Holy Spirit to just like guide my creative juices, whatever you want to call it. And then when I needed to mass produce earrings in order to sell them, the joy of the creativity process, the joy that I once had when I would sit down and create something and tap into that part of God as creator, it's like it wasn't fully there anymore. It felt like work, and it felt like I had to perform or produce to create a product now to sell, to make money. And even though God's given me this gift and it very well is a tool to create, you know, wealth in my life, I was just like, Lord, why is the joy stripped whenever this becomes like a job, or whenever doing something that I feel you've called me to do, when it feels like I have to produce or perform, it just like sucks all the joy out of it. And I was really wrestling with this because I'm like, you know, I want to have podcasts, I want to do these things, but I deeply desire to do them from a place of joy. And not compromise that. So if that means I got to sit down and figure out what's going on before I record another podcast, that's fine. So be it. And so this week I was at a house church, and a good friend of mine, her name is Stephanie. You're going to get to hear from her prayerfully in the next podcast. So throwing that out, Stephanie. But she's just such a gift to the body of Christ. And she was sharing with us that God is pursuing people. We were talking about like evangelism and discipleship. And a lot of times we feel like we have to do something, or we have to produce something for people to know God, or for people to like get the revelation of Jesus. And it becomes this really like intimidating and burdensome task. And she explained, she was like, God is pursuing people. And all he's asking us to do is to partner with him in that pursuit. So he already knows how he's pursuing people. He already knows when they're going to receive him. He knows what it's going to take for them to receive him. And he has his plan of how he's pursuing each individual person's heart. And all he's asking us to do is to just partner with him in that. And it was just such a revelation for me because it just brought me so much freedom. I'm like, wait, I don't have to figure out how to pursue people. Like, I don't have to figure out how to feed people. I don't have to figure out how to be Jesus to people. Like, I can just come under God, what you are already doing, and just figure out how I can partner with that. Like, it was mind blowing for me because I was putting so much pressure on myself to use my gifts and my talents to help wake people up and show them who Christ is and try to share Jesus with them in a way that they would want to receive him. And it's like, that's not my job. That's not my role. That's not the role of this podcast. That's not the role of my earring business, like, or anything else that God would have me pursue. The role of those things is not to try to produce an outcome in people's lives concerning Jesus. My goal is to just offer up my gifts and offer up my talents to God and say, hey, how can what you've given me as a gift and as a talent to the body of Christ and to the world, how can that gift, how can that podcast, how can these earrings I'm creating partner with the way you are pursuing someone? So for instance, this podcast today, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I didn't have any content ideas, but I was like, you've given me a voice. You've given me a love for speaking and just sharing my relationship with you, Lord, with other people, or even the revelation you give me. I deeply enjoy sharing that with people. So how can I take my voice and my passion to share with people and partner with the way that you are pursuing one person? Which is so funny now that I'm thinking about it, because this morning the Lord was ministering to me through the parable of the lost sheep and just how, like, he leaves the 99 for that one. And so it's like, okay, God, if you need me to get on this microphone and say something because you're pursuing one person who's going to end up listening to this podcast, and the words that I'm speaking are going to help you pursue them and get your will in their life done, then to me, that seems so much more rewarding than just creating a podcast because people are expecting a podcast, or just speaking into a mic and trying to create content because if you want to be successful, you have to have weekly content. Like, no. And that's like not knocking people that do that. Great. But for me, I'm trying to pour out from a place of freedom, a place of intimacy with Jesus, and a place of joy. And even with my earrings that I make, I just started playing around yesterday and just getting back to creating and having fun. And I'm like, you know what? If it's not in my heart to mass produce, then guess what? That's just going to have to be okay. If I need to mass produce, God, you will give me joy in that. And if that's how I can partner with you, amazing. But if me just playing around, having fun, creating funky designs and cool different earrings that I'll never make again, but I can bless somebody with it, or people will want to buy one and they'll see that scripture on the card, or they'll hear my heart behind this particular design, and that partners with how you're pursuing them and it speaks to them in a way that only you knew could happen, well, then that makes me want to make more earrings. That makes me want to take out time out of my busy, busy life to do these things and enjoy these things with Jesus. So I just want to encourage you. You know, we talk about, like, what has God called you to do? What is he stirring up? Like, these are things that you need to be thinking about. But what's even more important than diving into those things is making sure that you are doing and pursuing those things out of a place of joy, out of a place of freedom, and most importantly, out of a place of intimacy with Jesus. Like, whether it's writing a book, hey, Jesus, I'm not writing a book just to write a book. You are pursuing people. How can the words in this book partner with how you're pursuing people? Or, hey, Jesus, you want me to start this dance program. I'm not doing it just to do it or just to make money. Like, I want to partner with how you're pursuing people. Here's my gift of dance. Use it and show me how to partner with what you're already doing. I love that he's already doing it and that I don't have to come up with how to do it. All I need to do is ask Jesus, what are you doing and how can I help? How can I submit to your leadership instead of trying to lead myself? And so, yeah, I'm going to leave us here on that note. I feel like I've given what he's asked me to pour out today, but I really hope that you guys are encouraged by that word. I pray that whatever it is that you feel like you are called to do, whether that's doing nails, whether that is writing music, whatever, I pray that you would be able to invite Jesus into what you are creating and what you are doing, and that he would give you, through his Holy Spirit, give you insight and wisdom on how he is chasing after the hearts of man and all the beautiful and amazing things that he is doing in the world right now. I pray that he would show you those things, and then he would show you exactly how what you have to offer and what you are getting ready to pour out partners directly with what he is already doing. And I pray that from that place, you would find joy, you would find sustenance to run the race that has been set before you. And yeah, and you would find purpose and just like delight, and you would find even more depths of intimacy with the Father in those pursuits. So I love you guys. Can't wait for the next episode with Stephanie Abazie. We're going to get her on here, guys. So she can drop some more of these amazing nuggets like the one I just shared with you today. But yeah, I love you all, and Jesus loves you more. All right, y'all. Catch you next time on the Kingdom Sisters Podcast.